When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Hollywood Raw Podcast, hosted by entertainment veteran Dax Holt and street journalist Adam Glenn.
Welcome to the Hollywood Raw Podcast, Raw Rundown. My name is Adam Glenn. Over there is Dax Holt. This is where we give you the top 10 stories of the week, brought to you by no sponsors. No. zero sponsors. Thank you, Herdat. But yeah, this is
brought to you by our moms who brought us into this world.
Yeah, exactly. This is where we give you the top 10 stories of the week. How do we choose the top 10 stories of the week? It goes into data. You know, we kind of now that what we've been doing lately is kind of working the same way as these news sites work. And, you know, Dax and I are two entertainment journalists with a lot of experience. They have a screen to see what people are clicking on. And that's how we decide our stories are it's the stuff that people are clicking on. And we're going to give you the top 10 stories of the week. So you know everything, what's going on in pop culture. Over there is Dax Holt. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I would say that, you know, yes, a lot of data, but then there's some stories that we're like, we just want to talk about them. So we'll throw them in too.
Yeah, there's data. There's some shit we just want to like enjoy this conversation. Yeah, this past week. So on Fridays, obviously, we release the Raw Rundown. In the middle of the week, we usually talk to each other. We have some banter with each other, or we bring on a guest. This past week, we had two fun guests. I'd recommend you guys check out this episode. Dax, who was it?
We had Teresa Giudice, who we have been trying to get for a very, very long time. Obviously, she's just been so big in the news since, I don't know, the last 10 years or whatever it's been since she really kind of became one of the big faces on the Bravo network. And then we had her co-host from Namaste Bitches, Melissa Feaster. And they were awesome. They were fun. I enjoyed the conversation. It's really fun to read some of the comments in our private Facebook group off the record because you get both. People love the interview. They loved the candor. Other people have, you know, pre-existing prejudice against Teresa. And we're like, she's up to the same old crap, but like, I like that. I like that people walk away from our interviews with differentiating opinions. And, you know, at the end of the day, I see people a lot of going at the end of the, I love your guys's questions, or I love the interview, or I love, you know, what was brought out of her. I had a good time talking to her.
Yeah. I thought she was a lot cooler than I thought she was.
Yeah.
I've interviewed her a bunch over the years. And every time I've interviewed her over the years, she could be a little shy or she didn't feel comfortable, but this time when we spoke to her, she felt really comfortable, and I actually really enjoyed the conversation. But I understand if someone else was like, I dislike her and I can't listen to her voice.
You can continue to dislike her if you'd like. I got to ask the questions I really wanted to ask, and you know, I'm so curious about all the prison stuff, and we got into that. And so I hope you guys enjoyed it as well, or took something away from it at least. So,
yeah. All right, before we get to the Raw Rundown, we love reviews. It's honest. So when you give us a review, we have a chart. We're on the charts. We've went back and forth. We've been the number one podcast. We've been number 10 podcasts. We bounce around. But when you give a review, it helps out with the algorithm on these charts. So that's why we always ask for charts. We don't have a Patreon. We don't ask for money. The only thing we do ask is for reviews because it really helps us out. And the algorithm to potentially get sponsors. One day we will get one. But right now we don't. And I don't know. Do we have any sponsors?
Oh, we got one coming up. We got to do a read after this for one.
I know. Actually, we do have to do a read after this. We do have one sponsor come up. All right, Dax, do you have her? Or are you ready for us?
Yep. This one comes from Ash 28325. 5 stars. Headline says love. Love this podcast and look forward to it every new episode. Wish it was more than twice a week. Aw. Thanks, Ash. We can't.
Very nice.
We can't do more than twice a week. It's already takes up so much time. It's a lot of researching and time, and it's tough, man.
It takes up a lot of time. We love it, but it does take up a lot of time. All right, Dax, let's get to the top 10 stories of the week, starting with number seven. No, okay.
I literally almost said number seven.
Starting with number 10.
Number 10, Kanye West getting a $850,000 titanium dentures put in his mouth. He looks a lot like that James Bond spy. That's what people keep talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, that big villain that had like the grill. But it's like a flat grill. So it doesn't like form like your teeth like we see a lot of people doing grills. It's like, it reminds me of like when you were a kid and you would wrap a gum wrapper around your teeth and be like, I'm wearing braces. That's what it looks like. But according to the Daily Mail, it's worth $850,000. There was some stories going around at the beginning saying that he had his teeth removed and things were put in. I don't believe that. It looks like he's just covered up his teeth. Some people are saying that it's like permanently fixed to his teeth. I wouldn't be surprised if this is literally slides over his teeth and it's just for shock and awe right now. I don't see this staying long-term. I feel like it'd be hard to talk or sing.
It's got a taste weird. That taste of metal in your mouth. I don't know how that could be comfortable. Have you ever tried on a grill? I know it sounds weird.
Yeah, we sell them at Trophy Smack.
No, do you?
Yeah,
I forgot you do have grills.
They say fantasy champ because they're obviously fantasy football related, but they say fantasy on the top, champ on the bottom. But they're hard to talk with.
Yeah, no, I don't understand the appeal for you, obviously, as a business. I understand this thing was $850,000 he's got in his mouth right now.
I think it doesn't look $850,000. Like when I see the image of it, it literally looks like a gum wrapper.
It does look like a gum wrapper. And I think they angled a little bit to give him some like sort of vampire teeth. Mm-hmm. I think it's a liability. Kanye doesn't really travel around with bodyguards. If you saw him walking around and he has that in his mouth, I'd be nervous if I was him. Someone just rob him for his grill. Obviously someone just melt that grill and get the value of it. But he was at dinner. He was at Chateau Marmont with his wife and Chris Rock, and they got the first photos of him wearing his teeth. But he also, Dax, he was in the news. He did a 40-minute apology video about anti-Semitism for his album release. So, what's this about?
So it hasn't gone public yet, but we are being told – well, not we. There's a bunch of news outlets that are being told that he filmed this 40-minute apology video with some camera guys the other day, where he was apparently just rambling and talking and apologizing for all his anti-Semitic tirades that he's gone on because he doesn't feel like the last apology was taken very well, which, yep, I'm one of those people who said, shut the fuck up, Kanye. Like, the damage is done. Like, you've said some really horrible things about the Jews over the last couple years. You've praised Hitler. You've done all these things. So you writing an apology in Hebrew doesn't change my mind that I think you're a terrible person. And I think now he's realizing how much it's affecting him. So now he's on this apology tour. So he's set to release this 40-minute apology video right before his next album comes out, which I think drops next month. I'm sorry. I just don't feel like it's genuine. That's all. Like, you now have to prove that you don't mean the words that you say, but you've said them over and over and over again. So in my mind, that is who you are deep down.
Yeah, it's going to be it's an uphill battle for Kanye. I don't know how, if I was his publicist and he's been through many, I don't know how he fixes it except lives on a kibbutz. He lives in a kibbutz in Israel for 2 years. A kibbutz is like it's like a farm in Israel. I don't know what he could do to kind of fix what he's done because he's just said so many vulgar things over and over and over. I'll be curious though. I don't think I'll listen to the whole 40 minutes of it because what can you really say? It's weird.
And especially because he's a rambler, and that's you lose me, my ADD kicks in, and I'm like, nope, sorry. Like, I can't listen to someone ramble on and on. I'm like, I got too much shit to do.
Yeah, 40 minutes of Kanye talking about his apology. I don't know. And after 40 minutes, am I still going to forgive him? I don't know. I would like to, but I don't know, man. It's just
prove it.
I think actions is bigger than words. I don't know. You're spending $850,000 right now on teeth. Let's put some of that money towards some charities, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what you could do. But by the way, though, we're talking about Kanye. One person I want to bring up is Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian, we haven't really spoke about in a long time. Actually, when we did our year review.
A long time. 4 weeks.
But she's been kind of like hanging low. She's not dating anyone as far as we know. She wasn't in our year recap of the top 10 stories of the year, which is a first for Kim Kardashian, probably in the last 15 years because she's been so noteworthy. But did you see Dax Kim Kardashian do a video on her Instagram? It was she was giving a tour of her office.
The of course trend.
Yeah. First of all, funny video. I thought it was very cool, very interesting, and Kim's fun. But dude, what an office. That office is insane.
Killer office. Yeah, so she did the trend where she's like, "Hi, I'm Kim Kardashian, and of course I have a tanning bed and a red light bed in my office." And you see her jumped bowl. She's got a room with all the products on display. She's got, I mean,
her photos, her magazine insane. Covers.
Oh yeah. I've got a wall of all of my magazine covers, which she got that from Paris Hilton. That's what Paris Hilton did at her house. Do you remember that? She had literally this massive wall of all of her magazine covers. And I bet when Kim was younger and working for Paris, she probably looked at that and was like, man, that's really cool. I want that. And so now she's kind of replicated it.
Yeah, I know it's cool. She's got the, I guess when you buy a private plane, they give you like a molding, like a toy, like a figure of your plane, which is kind of cool. So she's like, of course I have a molding of my plane. I'm like, man, she's just crushing.
And a mold of my brain.
Yeah. Yeah. A molding of her brain. I mean, but you know what? It was good. It was very insightful to see that, like what her life is like. But also I appreciate like Kim kind of like making, she was kind of like having fun with it, like making fun of herself with it as well. So I'm like we always said, we're big Kardashian supportives. I'm not like a fan, like I'm obsessed with the Kardashians, but I support her because she's been nice and she's been through a lot too, and she could take a joke. Like she laughs at herself. So kudos to Kim Kardashian.
She laughs at herself more than a lot.
We
of people
still don't know if we. Yeah, like, Kanye, we don't know if we accept you back yet. We still got to work for it. Dax, number nine.
Number nine, Jacob Elordi and Olivia Jade. They have split once again. Us Weekly is confirming that the two have parted ways. This is, the second time? I mean, how many times have these two, like, got together, broken up? You know, they were first spotted together back in, like, 2021 after he had split from Kaya Gerber, and then these two got together. And I'm not going to lie, I don't really care. Like, I'm not into this couple.
You gotta, I can understand that you don't care. With that said, Jacob, I don't know if we really care about Olivia Jade because I think people have a bad taste in her mouth from what she did. Yeah, the scandal regarding her paying her way to get into college, but really kind of hurt her brand. And she was a vlogger. Oh, was her? I mean, what was she doing? She was doing like YouTube type stuff.
She does daily vlogs. Exactly, like vlogs. Vlogging.
Yeah. So I think people still have a bad taste in their mouth from Olivia Jade. Also, very pretty girl. I never see her smile. But Jacob Elordi, I think, is the interesting guy here because he's the new star of Hollywood, Dex. And I think we need to just come to a grip and accept that. We're just old enough where we're like, who's this guy Jacob Elordi? We don't care. But he's the man right now. He's legit one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. People were upset that they didn't see him at the Academy Awards, but he's all these outlets, they're always covering old Hollywood. We still cover Jessica Alba like she's an actress, but yet again, she hasn't acted in years. This guy's an actor. This is the new class of heartthrobs coming up. And I'll tell you what, I saw half of that Salt. What's that movie that he's in right now? Salt Bay. Do you know that?
Saltburn.
Did you see Saltburn?
I didn't see it.
I saw half of it so far. I have to say, I didn't watch Euphoria or anything, but this guy's a great actor. He's good looking dude, but great actor. And I think we just have to come to grip, Dex, that we're just too old and we need to accept like this is the new class of Hollywood coming in. The guys, right.
Maybe I'll accept him after I watch Saltburn. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, okay. I see the talent now. I haven't watched the movie, so
yeah. So, but big news, I guess, since he's hosting SNL this week too, and I'm curious to see him host SNL if he brings in the other guy from Saltburn to kind of guest star with him. I don't know. The guy's a great actor though. We got, yeah, awesome dude. All right, number eight.
Kylie Jenner dyed her hair pink and the internet exploded, which it's so funny when we do a story like this. I'm like, wait, this is the top right. Like, number eight is literally someone dyeing their hair. But Kylie Jenner can do that to the world. So she showed up. She got this, like, this cotton candy pink hairstyle. And the world started talking about, oh, my God, King Kylie is back. Because if you go back to, like, 2015, there was this whole thing when she was changing her hair color every single day. Like, this is really one of the big things that put Kylie on the map, was she differentiated herself from the other Kardashian Jenner clan by, you know, she had all these different wigs. She would go from, like, blue hair to green hair to pink hair. And so this is kind of a flashback to 2015 when she was calling herself King Kylie. She was dating Tyga at the time. He went by King Gold Chains on social media. So she kind of started this moniker called King Kylie. And so with her going to pink hair again, everyone started calling her King Kylie is back. They're doing this cool thing. I mean, I like the pink hair.
I think
it looks good.
Yeah, she kind of pulls it off really well. It's very light. It's not like a strong pink. It's a very light pink. She pulls it off well.
Some people are saying it's a wig. I'm not versed enough to say whether or not it is a wig, but it does look really good. I would think, why not do wigs? Like, if you want a color like this, you can't shower then, or it's going to all wash out, or you got to get it dyed every 3 days. So I would say use a wig if you want to have pink hair like this. It'll stay looking fresh forever.
Yeah, I agree. I think she looks good. I will say, I was like, is she going to keep that look for the Oscars if she goes with Timothée Chalamet? Because she actually had her dark hair for the last award show. But when the Oscars come, will she keep the pink hair? She pulls it off well. Have you ever seen Kylie Jenner in person?
Have I seen her in person? God, I can't remember. I don't think so. I'm like, trying to rack my brain, but I don't think I have.
I saw her years ago in person, and you're going to say years ago. When I saw her in person, I couldn't stop looking at her. Like, I was like, that's Kylie Jenner, because you think she's going to be like a big girl. When I mean big, like, Kim's not big either, but
yeah, she's tiny.
You know, Kim very is voluptuous, like, in a way, and she's tiny. No, yeah, Kylie is like tiny in her own way as well. And I was like, you're Kylie Jenner? I couldn't believe that was her when I saw her in person. I was like, I know it sounds weird because years ago she was a young girl, but I was like, she looks younger in person.
Mm-hmm.
At least I was like, that, I couldn't believe how, like, young looking she looked.
Well, I thought it was saying, because when I saw, I've seen Kim quite a few times, but she's tiny. But
Kim is tiny.
What's funny is, in person, you know, you see her butt and you're like, all right, looks like, I don't, like, my wife has the same butt. But
yeah,
how is it that all these photos make Kim look like super curvy, rounded, when I'm like, yeah, she looks like a normal chick. I don't get it.
No, I agree. She looks, I mean, yes, she's always wearing, you know, a lot of times very tall heels, which probably help out her butt. But when I see her, I'm never like, oh my God, look at her butt. And no, I say that not in, like, a creepy way. It's like, it's very normal. It's not bad. She has, like, you know, a nice butt.
But I don't understand how it looks so different, like, in photos. I don't know.
That's where filter maybe helps out a little bit. The lighting, I don't know. And the shoes help out. So you ever see girls? It's funny. Like, I do this thing when I see girls pose on Instagram, like models, I look at their feet, because then they always go on their toes a little bit sometimes. Oh, yeah. So they know how to pose. I saw this model the other day do it.
I feel like there's a lot of people, guys, girls, everyone on social media, if they are good at it, they will know how to pose their body to look really good for a photo. And I'm like, I need some media training when it comes to posing for photos, because I always look like a schlub on there.
Yeah.
Nothing ever turns out right.
Dude, I look terrible. I look like I just won, like, a Little League championship. It's just like, hey, number one. It's just terrible.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Dax, the number seven story.
Sophie Turner drops that wrongful retention claim against Joe Jonas. This is 3 months after reaching a custody agreement. If you remember, right when they kind of separated, she sued him saying that he was basically holding on to their daughters and wouldn't give them passports so they could return to England. And it turned into a really nasty divorce really quickly. Well, it seems like everything has kind of settled. The dust has settled between the two of them. They signed a consent plan, which was approved by a UK judge last week. And so she now has withdrawn that lawsuit, the complaint, you know, that whole complaint that she filed against him. So this is good news for them. I was a little nervous that they were going to get so bitter that it was going to turn into a pretty gnarly situation for the kids. But it seems like she was obviously mad. Maybe tensions were high at the time. And now both of them have kind of said, okay, we're good. We want to work this out for the kids' sake. Let's move forward.
She moved on first, right? We saw, I could be wrong. I think we saw photos of her, some story of her moving on first. He recently was again seen with this model, Stormy Bree is her name. You know, the big story was him last week. I guess he was skiing with this girl, snowboarding with this new girl, Sophie. I got to imagine this was just like the Jonas brand, the team behind the Jonas. They have such a good image in a way. This was just so like painful for them. Like, we do not want to be in the media for something like this. This is just not who we are. We're not these type of people. This is just not how we saw this relationship going, because this looked really bad when obviously they first got divorced and the stories going on with the children and the claims. But you know what's so funny? The girl that Joe is dating now, I met her about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. No, longer than that, probably about 12, 13 years ago. Beautiful girl. Like, she walks in on this girl, Stormy. She's a model. But when I met her, she was just on American Idol. And she auditioned for American Idol. And she didn't, like, make it. She got past maybe, like, the first or second round. But she was gorgeous in person. And then she was, like, walking at a fashion show. And she invited me to the fashion show. And I went. And I was like, man, this girl's stunning. Then she had a kid at a young age. I think, like, 21 years old. She had a child with another model. Well, we didn't really hear from her a bunch. But then somehow she just sort of modeled a little bit. And she kind of got a social media following because she's just so stunning. And she has over a million followers on Instagram. Then when I saw her recently with Joe, I was like, oh, I get it. This is a perfect fit for them. They both have children. So they both know how it's hard to date with children. And she's stunning, stunning. So I think this is a good fit for Joe Jonas.
All right.
That's all right. Yeah. Thank you, Dax, for that. That wasn't for you. That was for my personal vlog. And then we just cut that in for my personal vlog. Dax, number six.
Dua Lipa got a new boyfriend. His name is Callum Turner. We've kind of heard rumors of them being together. They've been spotted out a couple times, but there's kind of some photos that came out this week that really proved, yep, these two are a couple. They went to a sushi restaurant in Hollywood, and as they're leaving, they are all over each other. He's like wrapped his arms around her, kissing her cheek. They're making out. I like seeing Dua Lipa all like happy and giddy, and I just find her really cool. She seems fun. Her music's obviously top in the charts right now. She just, everything she's touching seems to be turned into gold lately. But yeah, if you call him, what show does he do again? He was in a movie recently.
He's in the big
Masters of Air, right? Now.
Yeah, it's a Masters of Air Spielberg project. Yeah.
Yeah, and so
he's like one of the stars of it. So
I know that she's shown up to a couple like screeners and a couple events of his to show support. So it seems like they're in it. And you remember she was dating maybe Trevor Noah for a little bit, and then I guess there was Jack Harlow.
She dated Anwar Hadid, Gigi Hadid's brother, for a long time. So then she was seen out with Trevor Noah for a date, and then Jack Harlow was obsessed with her, so they were dating. And then she dated this like rich dude, I think he was this guy Roman Gavris. That's the guy's name. I don't know what he is. He's some guy, French director. But now she's with this actor, and this guy is like the new. A lot of people are talking about him being a new. He's a British actor, and talking about him being a star. Dua Lipa making her, she's having fun, and she should be, because she should be having fun. She's doing her thing.
The fact that both of them are from the UK, that probably is like a fun little perk with them being together. You know, you can go back, see your family or whatever.
You know, I remember when she was dating Anwar Hadid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Dax, if Anwar Hadid walked right by you, would you know who Anwar Hadid is?
Yeah. Yeah, I would actually.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was getting a haircut in Malibu because I'm rich. And I was getting a haircut in Malibu. I was getting a haircut in Malibu at not even like – it was – what's that Malibu Commons? It's like that popular area where all the celebrities go.
Don't tell me they shopping. Got a great clips there. There's no way.
No, there's no supercuts there. And but – I knew a friend of mine recommended me this barber to cut my hair, and he worked at a salon, which I went to the guy once. I wouldn't go back because I was like, this is not – I think I paid a lot of money for a haircut. What I mean a lot, I think it was like $80 to $120 for a haircut. And
for
I was
a
like,
guy's haircut? No way.
But at the time, someone was like, you got to go to this guy, and it's in Malibu. And I was like, okay, this is going to be – I'm going to be blown away by this haircut. And honestly, it was just a haircut. I was like, what? There's no way I could justify paying that type of money for a haircut. But he said to me, because he knew what I did, and he goes, hey, who's in the chair next to you is Anwar Hadid. He's dating Dua Lipa. And I looked to my left. I go, that guy is dating Dua Lipa? And he goes, no, idiot, the guy to your right. And I was like, oh, okay, never mind. All right, now I – interesting couple. I just didn't even know who he was. I was like, really? That's how – I didn't know who he was. Random story. I know. Stupid, Adam. I don't know why I told – this just goes into my random name. I just wanted to tell people I got my haircut in Malibu once.
That one was better than the last one for sure.
Yeah. I just want to tell people I got my haircut in Malibu once. That was it. I just want to brag and say I had a moment. Dax, the number five story.
Brad Pitt's wild hygiene habit revealed by his former roommate, Jason Priestley. Jason Priestley, obviously, from 90210 fame, and – he is a huge 90s star, but yeah, I mean, he's kept himself relevant. But he went on, I think he was on with Live with Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, yes. And they were asking him about, life and all this kind of stuff. And he gets into when he was roommates with Brad Pitt and said that we used to play this game because he could go the longest without showering. He goes, I think about it now and I'm like, dude, how disgusting. What were you thinking? And he said, and they asked him, well, who would win? And they said, he goes, Brad. Brad would always win. He goes, I don't think he does it anymore, obviously. But back then, he could go a long time without showering. That's gross. Yeah, that's like so gnarly. And I got to think, I wonder if Brad's going, you mind keeping that shit to yourself, Jason?
Yeah. That's a random story. I didn't know those two were roommates. I did not know they were ever roommates, but you would never think either of Brad Pitt and Jason Priestley. You'd be like, all right, let's see who – I mean, who would – honestly, though, that doesn't seem like a fun game for either of you. It's like, I don't want to smell you. Yeah.
Like, why would that become a game? Whatever. I mean, you're young, you're dumb, you do stupid stuff. But I met Jason when I was kind of doing that work for Access Hollywood for a while. Came in one day to Access Hollywood Live. Such a nice dude, so wonderful. He was just really cool. Anyway, sorry.
Small.
Yeah, he's not very tall. Not a big dude.
He's one of those guys when you see, you just kind of stare at for a second, like, oh, you're Jason Priestley. You know, mm-hmm. Beverly Hills 90210, you're just like, oh, you're that guy. You can't, like, stop looking at him. It takes, like a couple seconds to take in, and he still looks like Jason Priestley. He also had a cool name, too. So it was like, you know, that's a cool name. But there's so many celebrities in Hollywood that were roommates, like Jonah Hill and Justin Long, Adam Sandler and Judd Apatow, Raven Simone and Lindsay Lohan, Milo Ventimiglia, whatever, and Penn Badgley were roommates. Lea Michele, Diana Agron. It's kind of cool when, like, both people make it.
Or Paula Abdul, Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, Storm Reid and Natalia Bryant. I mean, you can, like, keep going. Jason Segel, Kevin Hart. There's a lot of people, I think, as they're growing up or coming up, they're, you know, they need a roommate to make it in Hollywood because Hollywood's so expensive and you're doing all these, like, shitty little gigs. And then, so you house up with someone. I just like it. Hearing when both of them make it, it's pretty dope.
But it's cool. Yeah, it's cool when both of you
make it. By the way, did you see Jamie Dornan roomed with Eddie Redmayne for a while and also Andrew Garfield at another point?
That's pretty cool. I mean, but I wonder if you pick a roommate thinking, like, A, they're your friend, or B, like, I think this guy's going to make it. I believe in this guy too. Or do you just need a roommate? No, I wonder how that kind of went down.
I think you just are roommates and then it ends up working out.
Yeah, that's got to be nice to have roommates who are both successful.
I don't know. Do you watch them blow up? Like, think of Jason Priestley. Yes, huge 90s star, but nothing compared to Brad Pitt in regards to success level. Do you think it's hard for Jason to watch? Like, imagine you live in the same house. You're like, man, we had the same tools. We had the same abilities. But Brad Pitt became one of the biggest stars on the entire planet.
Is that
hard to watch?
I don't know. I'm also curious if they're still close or they're still friends. I mean, I'm sure they're still friends, but are they still close? But then when you see Brad Pitt standing next to Jason Priestley now, it's two different people. I mean,
yeah.
Brad Pitt, I just want to know Brad Pitt.
Did you see that photo of him the other day at the – who did he take a photo with? With Britney Spears's ex-husband.
Yes, Sam Asghari.
Yeah, they took a photo and Brad Pitt does not look like he has aged in the last 30 years.
That's what I'm just curious about. I'm just like, you can't tell me he's the only person out there who just hasn't aged or doesn't, you know, like, I just tell me what you do, what you take, what you've done. I don't judge. I'm just trying to learn. It's like when some celebrities like, I'm not going to say names because I don't know, but there's some very strong celebrities out there that have taken steroids. I don't care that you've taken steroids. Just tell me what exactly you took just so I'm aware and not like I can afford to take
What do you do? What do these – and I know male celebrities are doing the Botox and this and that as well. Like 100% they're doing it. But like what are they doing that it still looks natural? Because I feel like when I see people and they overdo it, it looks really weird. So what are people doing to stay looking natural? And like, they must just have the best doctors in Hollywood giving them little doses of Botox here and there or something. There's no way this is all natural for a lot of these like male celebrities that are aging and just they're getting older, but not aging.
I think that's I don't know, but I think that's the tip for men. It's just women, I don't really know, but for men, if you're going to get Botox, just get a little bit. You don't need a lot. Just get a little bit. You know, a little bit of filler, a little bit just goes a long way. You don't need to overdose it. And then you see the guys who go a little bit crazy.
And they can't smile.
They can't smile. Their face looked like an iron landed on it. It's just it's unique.
Iron landed.
It's like, God. Dax, the number four story.
Number four, Lorne Michaels was talking about who could potentially replace him as the head of SNL once he retires. You know, this has obviously become a big story because he's been a staple on that show since 1975. And they are coming up to their 50th reunion special. I think it's like was it next year? February of 2025 will be the 50th anniversary of the show. And he definitely wants to stick around until then. But when he was asked, like, could Tina Fey take over your gig? And he said, easily she could take over this gig. But he's also like, there's a lot of really talented people that are at SNL right now that could also do it. But she is crazy talented. She was one of the head writers for a very long time. I didn't realize that she had joined SNL back in 1997. I didn't realize how long she was there before becoming one of the main faces on the show.
I didn't know that either. I have heard stories that Lauren, I knew this for a while now, that Lauren wasn't planning to leave. He wanted to stay there for the 50th anniversary. After that, I do think he'd probably leave. I think for him, it was just a personal milestone. He is one of the most famous executive producers in TV of all time. With that said, the schedule is a little bit crazy, and he's done it all. And SNL, if their schedule is just talking about overnight stuff. And lately, in the last few years, there's just been so much heat against them. And it's been more negative press than positive press regarding some of the wokeness going on to some of the jokes. It's not as – I can see it's maybe not as fun as a project as these days as it once used to be. Some of the castings have been a little bit questionable based on what the internet is saying. Tina Fey would be the logical replacement since she did play pretty much somewhat like him on 30 Rock. Mm-hmm. Talented writer, and she's not really acting. So it does make sense. And
well, she's in the Mean Girls new movie.
She's in the Mean Girls new movie, which she was in the original one. But it also makes sense, like, in my opinion, like, they're going to pay her a lot of money to become that, to take that role. Yeah. And she's going to get paid very well. Lauren Michaels, by the way, strange guy.
I've never seen him.
Strange dude. Just very weird. Very just an odd guy. Not really the warmest of people, but then you hear like the way he talks. All the cast members have stories on him, and he knows. You don't want to talk about a power position. In my opinion, again, I never worked for him, but I feel like people, he knew his power, and he used his power in great ways, where he was able to make careers and give people opportunities that change their life. But then also he used his power to kind of make people feel uncomfortable, and maybe that was a creative thing where if I make people work overnight or if I kind of make them feel uncomfortable, they'll kind of work their best. I don't know. He always said that's why he always made the show be written overnight, because when people were overnight, they got a little delusional, which kind of brought out funny ideas. I'm excited. Once I'm still an SNL fan, so
it's wild how long that show has been on, like 50 years. You got to think about, not a lot of shows can stay on for 50 years, and the amount of talent that has come out of that show, and how it's stayed relevant all these years is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, it's part of American history at this point. It really is. It's part of American history. That show, it can't go off air. It's part of, unless TV officially goes, I can't see SNL going anywhere anytime soon.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, Dax, the number three story.
Number three, Tom Brady, Irina Shayk, getting cozy at dinner in New York City. This is, a lot of people are starting to speculate, are these two even still linked together? We haven't really seen a lot of them out together. They did have a date night in Miami recently, but this night in New York, the two of them were in a booth and someone next to them was snapping a whole lot of photos of them together while they were eating dinner. They look great. It looked like they were into a very intense conversation. I guess he got like a $30 burger But the name of the place is a French restaurant called Brassiere. Do you know how to say the name of this place? Brassiere
Fouquet. The Fouquet, whatever. I forget the name of the place. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the name of the place. Lower I know Manhattan. It is Brassiere Fouquet. It's a really popular spot though right now. But the photo, I think it's the photo that we all needed because it showed that it showed you what kind of relationship they're having. And it looks like to me, based on body language, like there is some sort of relationship going on. We've seen them picking her up in a car. We've seen them walk into the same building, but this was the photo. Like we're like, okay, based on the body language, these two had,
And it looked like neither one of them are super dressed up. So it doesn't seem like, you know, at the beginning of a relationship where you're getting all dressed up, like they seem super chill. He's got like a gray sweatshirt on. She's got a black long sleeve. I don't want to say turtleneck because it's not really a turtleneck, but it's tight around her neck. They just seem like they're on a date night. And according to the eyewitnesses, they said that he picked up the bill. I'm like, oh, thank God he picked up the bill.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, he's worth a billion freaking dollars. He can pick up
the bill. Can you imagine if he, like, he went to her and was like, hey, do you want to split this?
That would be so great.
Like, I wonder how celebrities do that. Do they split it or do they – how do celebrities just say, hey, I'll pick it up? Like, how do you
– I would say for every fifth meal, if she was like, hey, I'll grab this one, that would be cool in my opinion. I like when, you know – even though someone's way richer or man in the relationship, it is cool to even be offered where someone's like, you know what? You've got the last, let me get this one. I like that.
Yeah. Maybe she buys lunches and he buys dinners.
I doubt. Knowing Tom, he just probably throws down his credit card for everything.
You think if they ever move in together, who buys the Halloween candy? That's the stuff I think about. Like, oh, did she put on her card? Did they get a joint credit card? I don't know. But again, I think it's that photo that we wanted to just show like, hey, they are sort of dating. And we don't know if it's exclusive, but it gave us more reassurance with those thoughts. They're probably very pissed off about those photos because they are trying to stay private with it, guarding it. And, you know, props to that person who took the photos. It could be a fan photo. However, the photo did land up on Backgrid. So that's why I start to question, did the fan put it on Backgrid or did
the Backgrid? I'm sure that they probably saw it populate online and then reached out to the person and said, we'll buy this from you.
Yeah. Big photo. Dax, we're on to number two.
Yes. One of the big stories this week was that the new Mean Girls movie released and Lindsay Lohan showed up to the premiere. Tina Fey was there, Tim Meadows, all the new cast was there. Lindsay looks so different to me. I'm really struggling with it. She looks so different. Like her face.
Different because she had a kid or different how?
No, I don't know if she's done something to her face. She just like, you know, when people get veneers and then you see them and you're like, something's off, but I don't know what it is. That's how I feel with Lindsay. And maybe it's just because she disappeared for a while and now she's come back. So she's grown up more. I don't know what it is, but she looks different to me. Anyway, so she shows up. She had a cameo that was a secret that they had not released. It hadn't been spoiled that was in the movie. And apparently, according to numerous outlets, but Variety broke this one, saying that she got paid $500,000 for a half day of work to show up and be a part of this. Obviously, she was, you know, I don't want to say the biggest name to come out of that movie, but that movie did make her a star, the first Mean Girls. It really catapulted her to another level, but obviously all the girls in that, or the women in that movie, became massive stars. And, you know, Rachel McAdams and who are the all the Amanda Seyfried. I mean, everyone. They've all become big stars in their own right. But Lindsay was the one that they wanted to court and have on this movie. So she got a big old payday for it. Apparently, though, not happy. They made a fire crotch reference in the movie that she didn't know about. And she was not impressed. Interesting. Do you know the fire crotch thing?
Yeah, yeah. I think her dad was pissed off about it. But that the fire crotch, you bring up the story, why fire crotch and that whole story behind the story.
A really big infamous TMZ video from back in the day where Paris Hilton and Brandon Davis were leaving Hyde and they're strolling down the street and they had kind of got into it with Lindsay Lohan and Brandon kept calling her fire crotch because obviously she got red hair and so you go with it. And he just ripped her apart and that term became very famous for a long time, but she obviously didn't like that. And then they bring it up in this movie. Some of my other favorite moments is the social media aspect when there's people in the movie theater and they don't know it's a musical and the singing starts up and you hear a lot of people in the audience be like, oh no, it's a musical. I didn't know it was a musical and I would be bummed too. I'd be like, no, I don't want to watch a musical.
Yeah, I could understand their anger with that. But Lindsay made some good money for – I'm surprised they're able to keep it secret for so long because there's a lot of people on set and you know how stories get out. But she got paid very well for being part of this project.
Good for her.
Yeah, Batty good for payday. Her. But did she really need the money based on the guy she's married to or has a kid with? I mean, he's got a ton of money, but – I think it doesn't hurt.
I think if you're flying in you got to fly in from Dubai, you know, to film the scene. You got to make it worth your time. And she also flew in from Dubai to go to the premiere. I wouldn't be surprised if they also paid her a fat paycheck to just walk the red carpet at the premiere. Lindsay Lohan doesn't really step out unless there's a payday involved. There's been numerous times when I've reached out for interviews or this or that, and they make it very clear that Lindsay Lohan, unless there is payment involved, she's not doing it.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. It's a hustle, and I get it. It's a business, and she wants to get paid if other people are getting paid. Dax, the number one story of the week.
Number one story, obviously, the Emmy Awards. That was the big talk this week. I mean, listen, over the next few weeks, it's going to be from one award show to the next. It was the Emmys. It was the latest one. A lot of people talking about the moment with Christina Applegate coming out. She's obviously dealing with MS right now. And she came out with a cane and got a standing ovation. People just love seeing her. She's very appreciative of life right now. And I think a lot of people are feeling that really positive energy from her. A lot of people talking about Jennifer Coolidge's speech. I'm not going to get into it too much just because I will not do it justice because Jennifer Coolidge is so goddamn funny. But go watch her speech if you want to see a good speech. What else was big from the show? I don't know. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, they did like a little weekend update skit. And people loved that just because it was a shout out to their time on SNL. But they've also hosted the Emmys before and the Golden Globes. They hosted the Golden Globes before, but people like seeing them together because they just have great chemistry together. They're funny together. And then they had a couple reunions. They had a Martin reunion.
That was cool. Martin was very cool. I think it was I don't think we were expecting that. And it was very cool to see the whole Martin cast. Cool because it's one of those shows that I think people don't mention all the time, and it was like nice to see.
What about the Sopranos one? Did you like that one?
Those people get together all the time. There's so many Sopranos reunions, man, especially in this area. Like that cast that's how a lot of those actors still make money is based on the Sopranos. So we see them all the time. Obviously,
Ally McBeal.
I was never an Ally McBeal fan. You know, Cheers. It was nice to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Cheers. Were you a Cheers fan?
No. Before. I feel like my time.
Yeah, I actually went to you ever go to Boston, go to the Cheers bar? It's like, oh, okay. But besides that, I mean, I wasn't excited over some of those. The Cheers thing didn't excite me. I think Martin was the only one that kind of excited me. It's just fun to see Martin Lawrence because he's one of those guys you don't see often. He still looks good. He still looks like Martin Lawrence. Anthony Anderson hosted the show. Mm-hmm. Thing about Anthony Anderson hosting the show, we said it. No one's talking about Anthony Anderson hosting the award show. Joe Coy hosted the Golden Globes. Anthony Anderson hosted the Emmys. Joe Coy, people bashed on. They jumped on him. Anthony Anderson just made it fun and playful and kept it moving. He wasn't there trying to, you know, make stand-up jokes. But no one's talking about Anthony Anderson's hosting job. And I think what he did was just kept the show moving. He realized the show's not about him. Maybe realized he's not a comedian. Some people are pissed off.
But is that a bad thing if in 2 years you look back and you're like, damn, I don't know who the hell hosted the Emmys that year because it wasn't memorable? Like Joe Coy, at least people will look back and be like, whether they loved it or hated it, they're going to be like, oh, Joe Coy hosted because this came out, Kevin Hart defended him, this joke bombed. Like, at least you remember it.
Yeah. I think Anthony, it depends what Hollywood wants. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it goes down to these academies. Do you want a comedian or do you want someone who's fun? Or do you want someone who's funny? Do you want someone up there to make it about them a little bit and perform? Or do you want someone to keep the show moving along? Maybe for the Emmys, because it's so dynamic and there's so many awards, you need someone to kind of keep it moving along because it is so many different categories. One thing that people are pissed about is the show The Bear was a big hit at this year's Emmys. People don't think it's a comedy. People are like, how are you keep putting this show in the comedy category, but people don't find the show to be funny. They don't find it to be anything like that. So I thought that was kind of unique. Succession was also obviously the big hit. No more Succession, but yeah.
Well, now it's
officially award season.
Wondering why the Friends cast didn't show up, because obviously Matthew Perry was the big one in the memoriam this year. And it sounded like it was just too soon for them. Like, not going to happen. They didn't want to go. And, you know, because you're essentially being paraded around. People are just like, ooh, are they going to cry? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think they didn't want to put themselves in that position.
Yeah, I do think the Christina Applegate situation, you know, her coming out within 10 minutes of the ceremony was incredible. I thought it was a great way to start the show. You know, we haven't heard much about her or even seen her since she was diagnosed with MS back in 2021. So I think people are just happy to see her. She came out with a cane and it was like, whoa, this is real. But nice to see her. Emmys was great. I wonder how many people who haven't watched The Bear or Succession, how many new viewers are getting on those shows like that, because it was a great commercial for them. But yeah, that's the Emmys, guys. There's not much talk about it. It was on a Monday. So everyone's talking. It was kind of easy for people to kind of, yeah, a lot of stories that came from it. But that's our top 10 stories of the week. Dax, we are dropping an episode next week a little early, correct?
I believe so. We are still trying to map out the day based on the celebrities' team, publicists. There's a book being dropped at the same time. So we will let you know. Keep an eye on our feed. It will probably go out early next week, though.
Follow us. We have a private Facebook group called Off the Record, which I would suggest you guys join. Follow me at Adam Glynn. Follow Dax Holt at Dax Holt. We'll see you guys next week.
A Huda Media Production.